Hey, welcome to the Sparks team training call for Monday, December 3rd, 2012. Tonight, we're going to talk about your story and telling stories about yourself and your business and how it relates to working with new customers and distributors. First off, I want to have a couple announcements. For those that are local in the Clarksville, Middle Tennessee, Kentucky area, I've had it in the newsletter several months now that we're having a Christmas party on December 8th. I hope folks have seen that and have planned to come. What we're really looking for, though, is we haven't had very many RSVPs, and I'd really like to have a good count of people that are coming so we can have the right amount of chairs set up or anything. So if you go to the email that you got last night, there should be a link on there, and that link will take you to the Eventbrite. Doesn't cost anything to RSVP. Just want to know a good, accurate count. Also, I have set up a page on the dealer training site talking about the party, and if you're going to come and you want to bring covered dish, or if you could bring covered dishes, come and tell us what you're bringing so that everybody that sees what's already on the list, and we'll be able to not have like 10 of the same things on the list then. So looking forward to having people that are coming, and it's going to be a fun time. It's December 8th, this coming Saturday, and it starts at 4 o'clock till 7, and we're going to do a little 30, 45-minute Amsoil presentation, sit down, have some networking time to interact with each other, and then, you know, have a little meal. And at 7 o'clock, we're not going to sit there and just close up at 7. If you feel like you're done, you can leave any time. So it should be a fun time. The other important announcement I have is I'd like to congratulate Andre Diuchuk for earning Account Direct this last month. That means he got a total of 3,000 commission credits. And this is his first month of qualification to direct jobber. You have to have 3,000 commission credits in your personal and group total for 3 months in a row. And so the first month is in the bag. We're holding our breath that this, now that the end of November is done, is over. That might could be the second month. So if Andre then would have one more month. Andre, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Andre, let's hear some words. First thing, you congratulations, and then two, you just earned Account Direct earlier this year, and now you're at knocking on the doorstep of direct jobber. What have you been doing these last couple months?
Well, to really try to advocate for the product and pretty much talking to the people, not so much trying to sell, just explain the benefits of the product. And it's actually lead to the actual sale. After all, I'm not saying it's I can sell the product right away, but just talking to the people and only 5-6 visits, they actually buying the product. That's what actually start to moving up a little bit more.
So you're doing lots of follow up. You're doing a lot of customers in your local area, it sounds like. How many, so you have at least 25 commercial retail accounts. Have you gotten more since you got an Account Direct?
I have 138 now.
100, how many?
138.
138 commercial and retail accounts, and you just earned Account Direct. That was, what, in May of this year or April?
It's May.
Yeah, last May.
Last
okay, because that was at Amsoil University. Well, that's excellent.
That's what actually really give you a big push when you go into Amsoil, and after you learn a lot of stuff, communicate with a lot of dealers, it give you really big opportunity to move forward. And give you a lot of things to think and actually apply it to your actual day work. Which has helped me a lot.
Well, good, good. And I know you're a big proponent of wearing your Amsoil clothing, as well as I know you have it like on your motorcycle, because we had that up there at Amsoil University, and you've got it on your vehicles.
Well, I wear it every time I go anywhere. My wife said, I never saw you in normal clothes anymore.
Normal
yeah, but
clothes,
I like it. People notice it and ask him where you can get this. So it's
good.
It's working. It's really helped wearing
yeah.
the clothing.
Good, good. Yeah, it's well, you know, wearing normal clothes doesn't pay you money. Wearing AMLO clothes, you know, can get you a potential customer that wants to buy products. So
definitely.
Well, congratulations again. Go ahead.
Besides, you look more professional, and people relate to you like actually you represent the company. You know, not somebody come from the street trying to sell them. They look and you wearing the nice clothes and with MZO logo, and they accept you like you actually come from the company.
Gotcha.
You get this way more credibility.
Okay. Okay. Well, that makes total sense. Total sense. Well, and congratulations again. We're definitely pulling for you for Direct Jobber coming soon. You know, remember you have 3 months in a row, and I think you're really working hard. Hopefully, the numbers pull through with those last few orders you got at the end of last month. And this is December will be your you'll have it in the bag. So we're definitely pulling for you. So.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's go on to the call here, the training portion of the call. I wanted to go and talk about the story. You know, every distributor needs to have create their own story or testimonial regarding products, the AMSL products, the company. And why you're doing the business, and why you are a distributor, and earning, you know, how you want to earn the income and so forth. You want to have several types of stories that you can relate to for various types of customers, and it's really all about your ability to relate and be able to change direction quickly. And that can be the difference between getting a customer or not sometimes, because if you're sitting there talking to somebody and they tell you, well, I've got this weed eater and it's doing this or whatever piece of equipment it might be, you could have a story that can relate to that and help them understand the benefits of the products that we're trying to sell to them, the superior performance and the way AMSL products work. Conversely, you also want to have the reason why you're in the business. You know, we're in here, we work with dealers on our team and everything, and you want to have a reason that's convincing of why you're doing this business. And they say your why is an important part of that, and you have to develop that over time. I've done a little bit of research here this afternoon on different websites that I went to and came up with a couple of ideas from other people that are out there. And one guy says you have to have about five types of stories that would be in your prospecting toolbox. And one of them is who you are. You know, a really great one is the journey that you're on. You know, why you got into this business and how it's changed, how it's helped you. I did this because I'm in AMSL because I like the products at first, and now I realize there's an income potential, and I enjoy working with people that have cars and showing them how to showing them how to take better care of their vehicles and so forth. So that's one thing there. The other thing would be you could, why you're here, you know, and they're kind of, those two stories are connected. You know, you let your prospect know why you're doing what you're doing. It's your call to arms. Hey, I'm doing this because I think that we need to have, you know, better, people need to take better care of their vehicles and so forth. The third type is your vision. You know, what's when you talk to people, you know, they always want to know what's in it for them. And in our type of business, it's impossible to become successful without helping others do the same. and your vision of success what should include those people, you know, and that will really be part of that story as well, having that vision of your including them in your story so that, you know, it makes them feel like they're part of what's your original reason of joining AMSOIL or becoming an AMSOIL dealer is. People always, the fourth type is your values. And it just kind of goes in the saying, you know, if you're trustworthy, loyal, friendly, courteous, and so forth, these types of stories of your values, you know, people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. And that trust thing really is an important thing because people won't do business with you if they don't trust what you're doing. And, of course, AMSOIL being around for 40 years now, having a great product, a great name recognition, that just is an extra bonus for us because, you know, we now are not paving the way. We're still, we haven't, it's been paved for us already. We're out there with a company that's been around for so long. The fifth thing is you know, stories can be an effective way to address objections. You know, if you have a story that somebody says, well, I put AMSOIL in my car and it leaked, you know, and I say, well, I thought the same thing too, and then I learned why this doesn't do that, and or somebody will have a type of objection like that, you know, you might be able to say, I know what you're thinking, you know, my alternator went out because I put AMSOIL in, well, it's, they're not really related, and so forth type of thing. That might be a bad analogy, but if you have stories that address objections, that can help you get better at getting your sales and so forth. What does it take to be a great storyteller? I read up something like that, and one of the key ingredients that they said was be a good listener. If you listen to any kind of sales training stuff, and they say the reason you have one mouth and two ears is because you should listen twice as much as you talk, and that's certainly true. People just don't want to hear you talking and talking, especially talking over them. And being a good listener, listening for certain cues of, you know, concerns or whatever that you can address with the customer. And then also the story part, I took a class a couple months ago and it talked about, you know, if your mouth is moving, you should be either pointing to a piece of literature, reading that piece of literature, or telling a story. So that's the three things. He says if your mouth is moving, you should be either pointing, reading, or telling a story. And so that was kind of an interesting thing that kind of goes along with what we're saying here. Stories tell a story, and the rest of the time you should be listening. Another thing about stories is people don't forget them. They're more memorable. So when you go and talk to that potential customer again in the future, they might remember you more because you told a good story about, you know, the product or the company or the opportunity type of thing. And it also makes them feel like they want to, it says here that a good story will emit an emotional response, you know, from that customer, and it will actually make them want to feel like they might want to try the product or our products or services and so forth. So, as far as stories goes, you know, I'm talking about this. I have several that I use on a consistent basis when I'm relating to people, and it depends on the person and actually how long of time that I have to tell the story. I've got one I could relate that goes all the way back to when I was in high school and flipping 200-pound blocks of cheese and thinking, I don't want to do this anymore for the rest of my life. I want to get out of Brewster Dairy. I wasn't even 18 yet, and I said, I want to get out of Brewster Dairy. I don't want to do this forever. And so that journey started way back then. And, you know, though I didn't become a dealer right then, I didn't even know about AMSOIL when I was in high school. It started then and got me on the track to thinking, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life type of thing. The main story I use is the one that's in my little brochure, and you can download the brochure on the dealer training site. It's my AMSOIL business brochure, I think is what it's called. But it's a story of how I got started. When I was looking for synthetic oil for my 97 F-150, I discovered that I was using Castrol Syntec before that, and so somebody had mentioned that it's not a true full synthetic, and so I did all this research, and I'd always wondered also, if I'm using the synthetic, well, how much longer can I go? If it's 3,000 for conventional, you know, can I go 5,000, 10,000? Nobody ever seemed to know, and that's how I found out about the AMSOIL. You know, you can go 25,000 miles or 1 year. I used the products for a couple of months. I found out you could become a distributor. I thought, well, this is great. Everybody needs oil. Everybody needs oil for their cars and trucks and whatnot. So I pulled the trigger and went ahead with it. So, but so that's just kind of a, you know, some stories that you could develop for yourself. You have to have your own personal one of what you're, you know, why you're doing the business or why you like the products. And, of course, some of the product testimonials, too. We'll talk about that here in a second. you also have a why story. You know, they say your why has to be strong enough that it will carry you through the times, the tough times. For me, it was when I was sick and going from job to job and working for companies that had no loyalty to their employees. You know, I see somebody get laid off or fired or what have you, and it's just, it's awful. I can't, I hate it. So I wanted to be able to have something where I don't have to worry about that. And I was also a military spouse. My wife, my ex-wife, was active duty. And so we were going to be traveling, you know, we'd travel every 2 or 3 years to a different place and live there for 3 or 4 years. And I didn't want to quit a job and then go find a new job. So what if I could take something there where I'm currently living, and then when I move, I get to keep those customers. And that was one of the ideas that I liked about AMSOIL, is that I still have customers. When I lived in El Paso, where I got started with AMSOIL, I still have customers back there buying products. I still have my original retail on the shelf account. I still have preferred customers that have been with me for all those years that buy products. So it's really involved after I got started and developed the business and everything. It's actually, my why has changed, because now my why is I want to be able to work where I want, when I want, and how I choose to do it. And that's kind of the cool thing, you know. So. And I also, one of the things of your why is, I don't want to, I like being able to use my own personal talent, but not have to reinvent the wheel. I can take somebody else's idea and run with it, or I can take it and change it a little bit to suit myself, and that's a good thing. And another thing, too, with the AMSOIL is, you know, you work for yourself, but you don't work by yourself. You know, you're on the call at night, you're on the team. I love working with everybody that calls and emails, and I like to help you guys out and everything. But also, David and Carol Bell, there's people at the home office, and you get to build relationships with them. And so you're not really working by yourself. You have the entire company backing us up, you know, with the product, technical support, people that take the payments and all that other stuff. So it's kind of cool. You know, somebody starts a business from scratch, or their own business or whatever, they've got to do the invoicing, they've got to do all the, you know, all that stuff. And for us, we just sell the products and AMSOIL takes care of the rest. So the other thing on the why is, you know, when you do have tough times, you know, there's going to be times when you want to quit or give up. There'll be times when you'd rather be watching football or relaxing instead of working at your business. And that why has got to be strong enough. Why am I doing this? Because I want something different, or I want to be financially free, or what have you. You know, there's going to be times where maybe you go do a show and you don't get a single customer. You laid out this money and you didn't even get nobody to register to be even a customer. And that's going to be tough unless you have a reason to keep going. And that why is going to have to be compelling enough to do that. Also, your why is, you know, something you tell to others so they can relate and understand for the reason you're doing this. This is especially important with family members. There's a lot of people out there that are going to be naysayers, and some of them are family members. And it takes time for them to come around to see that your passion and your commitment is strong enough. You do it for a couple of months, 6 months, they might actually then start giving you more support and helping you and sending you leads and so forth. And that's another reason to have a really strong why. On the product stories, you know, I've got a couple that I use. I used to have a BMW motorcycle, and I went 10,000 mile oil changes sent the oil off for oil analysis. It comes back still good. You know, you tell people I went 10,000 miles on a motorcycle oil change in a year. Most people don't ride that many miles in a year anyhow, but and I did that in less than a year, and it, you know, oil's still good. I have the same spark plug in my weed eater. It's 5 years old. Starts in the first pull, runs, doesn't smoke. Fuel economy in my F-150, it's a 2008, and I'm averaging 18.5 miles per gallon. That's the average, and that's higher than what the highway rating is on the sticker. So, you know, I can't say how my mileage increased on that truck, because I bought it brand new, and I've ran AMSOIL in it since the very beginning. My Buell motorcycle has quit pinging because of the motorcycle octane boost. I have 105,000 miles on an 05 Nissan Frontier 05 oil changes. You know, it doesn't burn a drop of oil or use oil. Currently, I had 125,000. I mean, that's not super impressive. Anybody can put 125,000 miles on a vehicle, but on 5 oil changes, I think that's pretty darn good. Those are some of my reasons and whys and so forth. Going to open up the call, see if anybody here might have a couple of things they want to talk about as far as, you know, why you got involved with AMSOIL, or maybe a product testimonial, if anybody would like to say anything. Okay. Well, my one story today was I was talking to a potential preferred customer, and the guy was in the military, and we had done business before. He just bought a couple of quarts from me, I think either for his motorcycle or his BMW, whatever. And he called me today because Napa was out of product. And I said, well, you know, I can hook you up. I can get you at wholesale. I can make you a preferred customer and talking about it and whatnot. And then I said, or you can become a dealer, you know, and that's $30 a year. Preferred customer is $20 a year. Well, what's the difference, and what would be my advantage? And I related my story in El Paso, how I was stationed in El Paso, and I was looking for something to do, make extra money, and kind of related the fact that he was in the military and make some extra money and so forth, and the commitment that, you know, there's not a huge financial commitment up front, and you make other, you know, you, if you're deployed, you know, you could set it on the side for a while or what have you, and that's kind of how we related, and he seemed very receptive and thought it was very interesting, and we'll see if that turns into become a dealer. At the time, he's the preferred customer, so it's a win-win either way. So anybody else have a reason why? I think Andre has a reason why. I think he'd rather be sailing. He wants to go and sail.
That's my plan, to be able to afford sailboat and travel the world when money coming in.
Well, that's
kind of funny, but that's the plan, you know?
Exactly.
I actually involved and start to buy the product just for myself, then discover the benefits and of working with AMSOIL and making money with it, so I go with it, and it's truly very good potential as long as you're willing to put enough time and thoughts in your business. You will be good. You know, it's no reason to not be successful in this business.
I agree.
Unless you're
really
lazy.
And, you know, and I tell people, you know, it's not a get-rich-quick. You know, some people work their entire life and they retire and don't have anything to show for it except for a watch and, you know, 40% of their pension or 60% of whatever it is. Here, you can retire and your income is going to continue to go up if you build your business right. You know, and you work at this for 5 or 10 years, and so it takes you 10 years to make $10,000 a month. You know, most people don't make $10,000 a month. So, you know, it's definitely, it's potential is there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, look, besides, looking like when we've been in AMSOIL University, you talk to the people who retired and start doing the AMSOIL business, and they getting pretty successful in it. So it's no excuse when you're young and you have all this opportunity, don't use it, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. And this, you know, people going to college, spending money on college now, and then they go get out, they don't even work at that business, and they're in debt and all this other stuff here. You know, I think AMSL is just a positive, and it helps you grow and helps you do a lot of things. So it's definitely a good thing. Anybody else have a good a testimonial, product testimonial or anything? Going once? Okay, twice? Well, I mean, that wraps up the call tonight. I hope this was a good reason to call in, to understand your why. If you're working on that, it's always good to put it down in a story form. Take some of my information that I use. I'll put that up on the training site in the call notes, and you can check out my information there. But definitely put it on paper so that you can get more familiar with telling your story. Have your quiver of arrows, so to speak, with your product testimonials. And if you don't have any product testimonials, take somebody else's product testimonials. Find somebody that had good results with product and so forth, and that's a good way to get started so you have your own positive results with it and so forth. And if you need any assistance on working on that, I'd be glad to talk with anybody over the telephone personally. And help you develop your story, because I think it's a pretty important thing, and it's definitely powerful for you to have something like that. So with that, hope everybody has a good week. I look forward to seeing folks on the call tonight and this Saturday, if you're local, at the team Christmas party. That's December 8th. And with that, everybody have a good night.
You too, Michael. Good call.
Good night. Yep.
You too, Mike.
Good night, everybody. Have a great day.
Yep. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, Michael.